Alaska's new director of the Office of Management and Budget has a big job ahead of her. Governor Walker announced on Friday that he wants to put a hold on 6 large projects until they can be thoroughly reviewed. The projects are the Small Diameter Gas Pipeline, the Kodiak Rocket Launch Complex, the Kanikar Bridge, the Susitna-Watana Hydroelectric Dam, the Juneau Access Road, and the Ambler Road. OMB's new director, Pat Pitney, says she wants Alaskans to be involved in the conversation on how to trim the state budget as the price of oil falls. Pitney is a former vice chancellor at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. She says budget cuts are necessary, but the Walker administration wants to be strategic about where they happen.
I think it's challenging fiscally, but the opportunity for the state to engage the public, the legislature, in lasting solutions is optimal given the situation. And so having the opportunity to be in those conversations is good.
The state may have to draw nearly $7 billion from savings to pay for the budget that passed this year, along with the new one that will be drafted this year. That's a big chunk of the state's savings. How much can you limit dipping into those reserves?
Well, any limit comes with either a change in how we do services or a reduction in services. We're going to focus on how we deliver services and get as streamlined as possible, limiting services that are acceptable to limit based on, you know, having a strong state. So I would say that there's going to be a draw on savings, but the administration is committed to being as constrained as possible.
And realistically, what can the state do to trim the budget?
You reduce spending in agencies and other entities, and that it really does come down to state jobs. And in many respects, there's also capital projects that you could either stop doing some that you're doing now, or scale down on the size of them. But all spending has to be looked at. The size of the budget gap just demands that everything has to be part of the conversation of how can we reduce our spending.
The state has been through periods of low oil prices before. Are there lessons you take from those days, or is this fundamentally just a different time that we're seeing and a different convergence of things?
It's a different time in that we've come off of 10 years of, you know, savings. So that helps. We have savings in the bank. We're paying things that we didn't pay for during the 90s, you know, the retirement fund, maintenance. So I think two fundamental differences. One, we've come off several years of really good revenue from oil. But number two, our fiscal assets for the state are tremendously better than in the past when revenues were down.
Governor Walker campaigned heavily on construction of a gas line, and he has in the past suggested that the state take a larger ownership role in such a project. Even with a minority stake, the expected price tag for the state is in the billions. How does the state move forward on such an expensive project when we're looking at a $7 billion shortfall over this year and next?
It's an investment. If you want to see our dependence on strictly one commodity of oil be balanced with another natural resource, this is one of the possible investments. It also can help the energy needs for the state. And right now we don't have necessarily the energy security or basic affordable energy throughout the state. And so that's a solution for that. So it really becomes an investment for a better future.
If you were going to look at this and say, okay, here's what we have coming in, here's what we have proposed to spend, what would you say that we would need to do to make this happen within that five-year window so that we don't run out of reserves? What kind of percentages would we really have to carve out of the budget in the next 3 years, say, to make this realistic? What are lawmakers going to really be looking at for being able to make this happen?
Well, I'm not going to put a percentage basis on it. I think the first thing you want to do is put reductions in place, but put them in place where they're smart. You can, you know, cut across the board and then all functions don't work. Or you can reduce in a way that makes people work together to find a better way to do the business. And we would really like to have the reductions focused first on, we know we have to reduce our spending, but can we service these functions in a better way? Focusing on continuing the programs and services, but reducing administrative infrastructure, or looking where items are similar, could we combine those to get the most out of the service delivery? So reducing first, and if oil prices stay low, then it's a statewide conversation on what services do you really want and is there a different way to pay for them?
Pat Pitney is Director of the Office of Management and Budget.